It is another edition of the MyFM and Petawawa Toyota Local Legend program. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and I'm being joined on the line there right now with Terry Woods, who is a longtime member of our local military community and also a valid volunteer at the Kalabogi Ski Hill. We'll get more to that a little bit later on. Terry, I guess first of all, congratulations on being named a local legend, and kind of walk us through your military career up until this point.
There's been definitely a lot of change. I've worked in Nova Scotia for a few years and then out here in Ontario now since 2009. So I've seen many different units and types of military and stuff like that. So working with the Navy and the Air Force and now the Army. So there's definitely been a lot of change. A lot of good experiences and stuff like that through deployments overseas and things.
Okay. One of those things that, we hear about all the time is, the act of soldiering and things like that. Is that something you kind of, changes things up from the day to day to kind of train yourself and maybe work on new things?
Definitely. Yeah. So, for me, I'm a supporter in the military. So within supply and stuff, just get a truck driving behind me, within supply and stuff. So, soldering, yeah, it comes a big thing because we're constantly loading, unloading trucks, delivering supplies everywhere we go. And then on top of that, trying to, stay in shape while you're mainly working behind a desk when you're not in the field and stuff. So, yeah, soldering definitely comes into play there, just like hiking and, biking and staying, all that fun stuff out there, too.
All the fun stuff. I like how you put that there in the end. Let's talk a little bit about your volunteerism. Apparently, you've been big into that for a number of years.
Yeah, so growing up in Newfoundland, I started skiing down there, working with a program, Canadian Adaptive Snow Sports. At the time, it was the Canadian Association of Disabled Skiers. So I started volunteering with them as my sister has cerebral palsy. So I got my instructor's course with them in 1999, and so I've been volunteering with those guys ever since, from Marble Mountain, Newfoundland, then to Windsor down in Nova Scotia, and now down at Kalabogi here. So it's basically, we take anyone with disability, visual, non-visual, it doesn't matter. We take them out and get them out in the snow and learning new skills that way.
And how long have you been doing that for?
Since 1999, from there to 2009, working with that in the Maritimes, and now I'm back here at Kalabogi doing it there for the past year and a bit.
Okay. What are some of the rewarding factors of being a part of that?
We get a lot of school programs out and things like that, especially when I was in Newfoundland. I was dealing with a lot with student-age kids, and it's the kids that, see their friends out playing in the snow or out on skis and hearing their stories and thinking that they never get to do it. So you get to actually physically take a young kid that never thought he'd get to go to these snow sports, put him in a sit ski, and then bring him down the hill. The belly laughs that you get out of these kids is just, it's just so rewarding.
Okay. And you're hoping to maybe continue this for, as long as you can type thing? No real end in sight?
Absolutely, yes. I just requalified this year on my level 2 certification with all the new updates and things like that. So my plan is to absolutely stay with this as long as I can, and then also help with different military programs that's involved with this as well, for wounded warriors and stuff like that.
Again, Terry Woods, this week's local legend here on MyFM, presented by Petawawa Toyota.